Last night, the New York Civil Liberties Union hosted an expert panel and public discussion to highlight a number of civil liberty concerns that have arisen in Rensselaer County. WOOC correspondent and ACLU staffer Dan Pfeiffer spoke to the panelist Zachary Ahmad about the controversial 287G program.
So the 287G program is a program that exists under federal law that allows local law enforcement agencies to enter into agreements whereby local law enforcement officers are deputized to perform federal immigration enforcement actions, which they would normally not be their job and would normally be the job of the federal government. So you have local law enforcement officers who have been hired or appointed or elected to enforce local criminal laws, instead enforcing civil immigration laws under the direct supervision of ICE. There have historically been two different models of 287G. One is the task force model, which had been phased out, wherein law enforcement officers in the field would be enforcing immigration law the way ICE agents would when they're working in the field. And then there's the jail model, wherein it's corrections officers in the jail who are deputized to enforce immigration law against people who have been taken into custody in those jails. And it's that jail enforcement model that the Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office has entered into.
My understanding is New York Civil Liberties Union is opposed to this practice. I mean, what are some reasons that we might be concerned about 287G?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. First, fundamentally, we do believe that immigration enforcement should remain the job of the federal government, and that local law enforcement should not entangle themselves in the task of immigration enforcement. It's not something that local law enforcement agencies are well equipped to do. And it's not something that the kind of minimal training that you get in a 287G program is going to equip them to do. But more importantly than that, having a 287G program spreads fear among immigrant communities that their local law enforcement are working hand in hand with immigration authorities, that any kind of contact with local law enforcement could lead to their deportation. That's the fear that is created when you have this kind of systematic cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE. And so what we've seen in other areas is that immigrant communities are less likely to report crimes or to cooperate with investigations or to see local law enforcement as a resource that they can rely on to serve them as they should be serving them, and instead are fearful that local law enforcement that a contact with local law enforcement will be the first step down the path of deportation. And you see that fear not just in communities of undocumented immigrants, but even in communities of immigrants with lawful status, simply because they know that their local law enforcement does have this kind of agreement with ICE.
As someone who is a U.S. citizen who doesn't get profiled by police, I've seen sheriffs around town, and every time I see them, I think of 287G and how they're getting trained to work with ICE.
I will note that under 287G, under the agreement that the Rensselaer County Sheriff's Office has signed, it's going to be two corrections officers who are actually going to be deputized to be working as de facto ICE agents in the jail. But one of the concerns that we have about 287G is that having it in place creates this culture in the broader law enforcement community that sends a message. It spreads fear, but it also sends a message to local law enforcement that immigration enforcement is part of what law enforcement in this area do. It has been noted in other counties that have 287G agreements, you've seen an uptick in incidents of racial profiling. You've seen examples of where the ethnicity of the people who are, say, picked up for minor traffic violations is much more of a factor because you've created this culture that is working hand-in-hand with immigration enforcement.
It seems like one part of a larger climate of fear that is coming from the very highest parts of government. Immigrant communities are being made to feel unsafe in all sorts of ways, and the sheriff is seemingly adding to that problem.
Right, you have an overall climate of fear that is created by the Trump administration and the kind of immigration enforcement priorities that the Trump administration has brought to bear, the administration has made very clear that any immigrant who is in the country without lawful status is deportable and could be a target for deportation, doing away with some of the priorities that might have been in place in prior years. And so with the 287G agreement, you've got the local sheriff's office essentially agreeing to pursue those same enforcement priorities that the Trump administration has laid out. And in fact, the agreement that the sheriff's office signed makes clear that it is ICE's enforcement priorities that will direct how those enforcement operations happen in the jail.
I feel like there's a lack of checks on county sheriffs. As far as I understand, they operate basically independently. Is the only recourse for people who are concerned about this is to vote them out? What are some things that people can do?
So I think there are several ways that the community can get involved and help fight back against the 287G agreement that's been put in place. So the 287G agreement has already been signed, but the county could decide to withdraw from it at any point. Sheriff Russo is an elected official. He is an elected sheriff, and the sheriff should be held accountable to the concerns of their community. They should be taking the concerns of the community into account. And so, yes, bringing that kind of pressure on the sheriff is one way that residents of Rensselaer County can show their disapproval, and they can make 287G an issue in the next sheriff's election.
That was Zachary Ahmad, New York Civil Liberties Union Policy Council